Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not going to steal from you. I might steal from Eitan Shander, though. Some of his wisdom, some of his knowledge. Eitan Shander, sports betting expert from Odd Shopper, joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Eitan, man, how you been?
I'm well, my friend. And, Henry, you were already high up on the food chain in my house, man, because nobody else would ever steal wisdom or knowledge from me, from my two children to my wife. So I love you, man. Virtual hug. What's up, brother?
Well, wisdom and knowledge with regards to how to bet the NFL this season. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into all the other things because I'm going to give your wife and your kids a lot of props, whatever. They know more than I know it, but I'm doing good, man. I'm just I'm super pumped about college football being back, the NFL being back, and let's make some money this year, man. How do you kind of operate throughout the summer? And what I mean by that question is this, is that I'm an occasional person that will dabble a little bit in summertime stuff. Like, I'm big on the horses and the ponies and all that stuff, whatever. But I'll pick and choose with baseball, and clearly I go out to NBA Summer League. I'm out there for an entire week. I'll bet baseball and some other stuff, whatever. But once we get into college and NFL, I just ramp it fully up.
Yeah, I think that's from a volume standpoint and from a amount that I'm risking. I have my own set. Every year I have a set amount of a bankroll that I set aside for the NFL college together. It's fully tracked on a Discord that I'm in that I give stuff out. And this is it. Like, I look forward to football like we all look forward to football. As a fan of the Eagles, as somebody who covers them locally here in Philly, and as somebody who bets on anything from my team to the team who they're playing. I mean, there are plenty of times where I'm the unpopular guy at the viewing party, and people know who I have money on, and I don't say anything, and, you know, it's kind of just like that, because I'm not going to be the one going into a bar in South Philly broadcasting the fact that I got money on Washington in a game that, you know, the Eagles need to win. But I'll tell you, there are elements of week one in the NFL, Henry, that are unlike anything else, including week zero, week one in college, because there is a variable of first-timers that is just so difficult. It's such a steep learning curve when you are a rookie quarterback, or this is your first time as a head coach, or more importantly, calling plays as either a coordinator or coach. Those are areas that I want to exploit right away.
Yeah, and you know what? I had a parlay, a three-team parlay that ended up dying. It got off to a great start because I did predict that Ohio State would win the matchup with Texas, but it died. It died because I totally thought that Carson Beck was going to suck against Notre Dame, and he played better than I expected.
Yep, I was right there with – we were opposite. So I was on the other side, and, you know, that was fine, although I got torched foolishly. I was sold a bill of goods. Somebody on either ESPN or Fox Sports, and I still need to track them down, told me that Arch Manning could complete basic passes. So I need to find out who told me that, and then I can actually point the finger, because last I heard, it was like everybody on TV. And my goodness, if this guy was named Arch Sanders, there would be an absolute eruption of chaos spilling through your television or radio, however you're consuming these idiots, where they would just be like, I told you to. Where was that? It was kind of just like, oh, it was the coach. It was that. Regardless, I was on the other side of both of those, so I had something going myself. Ultimately, we both lost.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this real quick before we get to the National Football League, because that's the crux of why we want. But I do want to ask you about Arch Manning, because I watched the game. Look, he's got some talent. There's some work to do. It was a big time matchup, a big time game on the road. But a texter challenged me earlier in the show, and they were upset because I said that he didn't play that well. He played okay. They said that they're a former college coach. They watched the entire game. They told me, get a clue. That you don't have you have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, what? Look, I don't care about all that you being a former college coach. I watched the game. I didn't think that Arch Manning played that great. Your thoughts?
I don't know where anybody who played, coached, or just picked this game up last week could identify where Arch Manning was better than what he was facing. And what he was facing is exactly what the talking heads and all the hype machine around him told us he could face, and that's NFL talent. There's a reason why Arch Manning was put right at the top, and his face was right there as far as top quarterbacks in the country, right? Not Klubnik, not anyone else that we've seen here, although the kid from LSU now has a little bit of a claim, I think, and we'll see where things
Garrett
go.
Garrett Nussmeier?
Yeah, oh, exactly right, Nussmeier, correct. Sorry, you know, the thing about Arch Manning, too, is he looked handcuffed at times, and I don't mean by his side. I mean by an NFL-caliber defense with an NFL-caliber coach on the other side, guys that know how to coach and execute on a high level. That's as close, right? Like, you know, would Alabama or, you know, whoever, not this year's Bama, but, you know, would Georgia, whoever it would be, you know, beat the number one worst team in the NFL? Nah, you know, that's never going to happen. But you started to see Arch Manning crumble at times. And here's the other thing, too, right? Here's the other thing, too. Let's just look at it this way, Henry, okay? Forget everything I just said. You said all the other things about Arch Manning. Let's just look about this individual specific. I don't have the text, but from what you told me, I have the context. Are you telling me that Peyton Manning, are you telling me that, I mean, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and not bring up Tom Brady, but, you know, Charlie Ward, I don't care who it is, right? If you have talent, generational college football talent, your coach is holding you back, you're playing against NFL-caliber squad on the other side, at some point you're going to make some plays. At some point you're going to break free like Forrest Gump running down the street and the braces are going to come off and you're going to start going full sprint. We never saw anything like that from Arch Manning.
Yeah, no, we didn't see it. We are talking to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert from oddshopper.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's dive into the National Football League because that's what we want to talk about. Look, it starts on Thursday. Massive game. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions. How has the Micah Parsons trade impacted that game? Because I think that that's kind of like the number one thing that I've been thinking about, because the Micah Parsons trade, to me, has had a massive impact on our division that the Minnesota Vikings play in with the Packers, right, and Detroit and everything. But how does it impact that game specifically?
I will say, and I think there's some truth to this, where I saw a meme, or maybe it was a GIF or a GIF, if they've changed the pronunciation of that again, where it was essentially just like, you know, congrats to the Packers, massive trade. You guys went from finishing third to third. So I think that there is a blow up here of reaction when it comes to Micah Parsons. I love Micah Parsons. I would be throwing a parade myself up and down my street if the Eagles somehow met. We did that with Saquon, right? Like, you know what you're getting with a generational type. I shouldn't throw that talent around, but with a league leader type in his position, specifically at a linebacker. Here's a secret when it comes to betting. And this is only from betting, right? Like, from a football standpoint, nobody's going to minimize anybody on the field that has a talent level of Micah Parsons. But, Henry, from a betting standpoint, everybody, like books, for example, have numbers associated with all of these players. Most of them are at zero. Most of them are like 0.1, 0.2. And what that means is their absence moves a line by like 0.1. And the only guys that have solid numbers attached to them are, you guessed it, quarterbacks.
Yes.
Because even the books recognize that if you have your starting quarterback intact, like Dak Prescott for this kid, you're in a football game. If you don't, you can have 15 Micah Parsons on defense. That's not going to matter because your backup quarterback, the gap between it. So let me say this. What's happened right now is a massive overreaction to the line. This was at 6.5 at one point, which is pretty accurate for a division game between these two teams. Prescott's back. The Cowboys are going to be a little bit better. Eagles play deep into the season. Super Bowl hangover, whatever you want to call it, although they won. Usually that's for the loser. Point being in all of this is I can get Dallas at +9. I think if you're out there, Rebet is one of them. If you can get Dallas at anything over 8.5 right now, not only is that a good bet, but that's also a good teaser, 6-7 point teaser as well. Look, man, it's a division game. To open up the season as a 9-point dog, you better be a bottom feeder. And we know that's just not what Dallas is going to be this year.
Yeah, they're not going to be that. Then we have the following night. We've got the Chiefs who are, look, this could be the last ride for Travis Kelce. I think it's actually going to be the last ride for Travis Kelce. I think this is his final year. Yep. I think he's going to retire. And the reason why I say this is because I think it's all been kind of, I don't want to say scripted, but look, there's a reason why the engagement announcements come out now, why all this stuff with the television series is coming out now. I just think it's time, and he's been a fabulous player. And I believe that Travis Kelce, because I was in Kansas City when he was drafted and I was around him early, he's not the type of guy that wants to limp into calling it quits. He wants to have a good season. He wants to be remembered as a guy that, you know what, he could have probably eked out one more year. With all that being said, I feel like Kansas City is trying to set this season up as we've been disrespected. We are an organization that should be owed a lot of respect, and we are going to actually get back and win a championship that we thought we should have won last year, but we got dominated in the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on the Chiefs?
I don't think they make the playoffs this year. And
whoa!
I actually bet that. I don't think they're going to win 4 games. I think they're going to get edged out by just a better division. I think this division has improved the Chargers. I bet them to win the Super Bowl back in the offseason. I understand that they lost their left tackle. I understand that that's a pretty big injury, and I talked about the numbers, what have you. Next to a quarterback is going to be a blindside guy. But, look, the coaching staff, the combination of Harbaugh, Roman, Justin Herbert, you've got an offense that should look alive. You've got a coach who has been successful. And yes, go back and look at what they did with a guy in Colin Kaepernick who was able to move a little better than Justin Herbert. I understand that. But the point being is that look, Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that Justin Herbert is going to magically turn into the wheels of a Cap or Lamar. But what I am saying is that this offense will look re-envisioned, right? Like, this will look like a brand new. And I think that alone with the defense, the life that's just going to be breathed into this locker room consistently with Jim Harbaugh. And then, look, Denver's going to be better. Right away, Denver's going to get a good look at home against the rookie quarterback in the Titans. That team is going to be tough from a defensive standpoint at home this year. And I still think overall it's going to be a big battle for Kansas City. You want to know why? Because you mentioned it. It's not like the Eagles have a big bullseye on their back. They absolutely have a big bullseye on their back. They talked a lot on you know what. They ran through the teams. They won the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to knock A.J. Brown out of a game. I get all that. Understand. But when it comes to the Chiefs, they were still in 2 straight Super Bowls. And they have an axe to grind, but who are they to grind any axe? They're the big bad you know what. They're the Darth Vaders. They're, you know, all the bad guys. Like, they are still that. They just happened to lose in the Super Bowl. But they won the Super Bowl the year prior. You see what I'm saying here is that they still are a team that everybody wants to go after. And the one thing that I love about professional sports from a betting standpoint, Henry, is that you've got teams that still have the name on their jersey, and it still may be Mahomes, or, you know, this team may take a step back, but everybody still wants to kill them. They could be a 500 team, and people are still going to get up for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs, because that could be their biggest win of the year. So the Chiefs don't slide under any radar here because they lost the Super Bowl, what have you. From a betting standpoint, that's never a good thing to come back from that. And I also think they have a massive target on their back still, no matter how much they want to talk up the fact that they are the underdog or the world's against them, what have you. Every team is against them because they want the GP of knocking off the Chiefs.
I might have some Kansas City bias because of my time in Kansas City. And because
they're going to be a good team. Let me say that.
Look, I look at the Chargers, and I got to be honest with you, I just don't trust Justin. I don't. And I look, he might be a little bit distracted. This Madison Beer, if I was him, I'd be distracted too. She's amazing. I just don't trust the Chargers because of the quarterback. I really don't. And their receivers always get hurt. They always, man, their receiving core always gets, like, just all kinds of bad luck. And I do think that Patrick Mahomes with a chip on his shoulder is just a different dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, but chip on his shoulder. And look, first off, I placed that wager before I knew about Madison, right? So this was a newer thing. I probably would not have placed it, knowing how weak. Look, like, I don't need a quarterback to get weak in the knees. You know what I'm saying? Like, get weak in the wrist, but you're not throwing wrist or something like that. Not your knees, brother, right? I think it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be really hard this year for Kansas City in general, but they're super talented. And Andy Reid is one of the best head coaches to ever do it. And Patrick Mahomes is still the generational talent, and I'll use that word clearly with him, in the NFL, no matter Hurts or anybody else that wants to lay claim of being the best of the best. I understand it. I get it. It's just so difficult to do it. And you're right about Travis Kelce. This is a smart individual who understands brand, and he is already a foot out of the NFL. A lot of guys wait. Oh, let me see what I'm, you know, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to talk to the wife. He's not talking to anybody. The wife has told him what he's doing. And, you know, who's going to disagree with that? Yeah. There are two people, right? Like, there are two wives in the world that the entire world would ever say from an entertaining standpoint, you got to listen. And that's Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so they come down and say, you know, you're not playing football anymore. Or, Jay, you know, I don't know about the rap anymore. You know, why don't you get into something else? Okay. Right? Like, that's it. That's what you do. So I think that's going to be the interesting style here with the Chiefs, and knowing they lose Travis Kelce and knowing that they still have a massive bullseye. But you're right. They are definitely going to have a chip. I took the chart. I can get them at +3.5 at ProfitX. I took the Chargers. It's a key number at 3 where I get the hook at home. And I do think that there's a little bit of a hangover playing deep into the Super Bowl for the Chiefs.
All right, so give me your best bets for week 1 in the National Football League.
All right. So if you look across the board here, I think Denver to get two touchdowns in the first half against the Titans, if you can lay 7, I know that's the key number here. You try to lay like 6.5, anything along those lines. Denver is a team I want to target a couple times over, right? I think the kid in Nashville is going to play fine. I think that team is going to look better overall than they've had in the past. Fine. But week one, your first game in the NFL, you're traveling to Denver, and you're playing against a team that's got a good defense in an altitude that I don't care if you've stepped into Colorado State before or anybody else in college. Like, you're not ready for this. So yeah. I think that's an exploitable game right away. I think ultimately anything I can do to take advantage of Russell Wilson on the road with the Giants is where I want to be. I can get Washington down to 5.5. Are you kidding me? Look, Russ is better than Daniel Jones, but that team is a disaster. The Giants are going to struggle to stay in football games, and Russell Wilson on the road is just not that good from a betting standpoint, not a guy that you want to consistently tail in any means. 5.5 for Washington is where I want to be. And, look, I'll give you one more here, okay? The Raiders are criminally underrated. Criminally underrated this year. I'm not saying they're going to win 9 games. I'm not going to go even more belligerent here, Henry, and say, just like I said, the Chiefs are going to miss the play. Vegas is going to win. I went over the win total at 5.5. I think you have a coach who is well-seasoned here in Pete Carroll. We cannot undersell the fact that Tom Brady is now hand on stick in pot, mixing and cooking and just understanding what it takes to build. They have some talent on this football team. They're going to win, and I think if I can get 3 on the road against New England, sign me up, which I still can't at ProfitX. So I think the Raiders are going to win 6 games at least this year, and I'll take them to cover the 3 points on the road in week one against the Patriots.
I'm with you on that bet. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Raiders too. Real quickly, your thoughts on the Vikings opening up on the road against Chicago?
Look, I think you're going to hate me for this, man. You really are. But
no, I won't.
I know you won't. But I'm just saying, you know who's going to hate me is the guy who sent you the text, probably, because he's a Vikings season ticket holder. But I don't think Minnesota makes the playoffs, not because of them, not because of this massive issue. But I think I don't think the division is ready for the leap that Chicago is taking this year. I went over win total for Chicago. I think they are a sneaky good team to win the Super Bowl. But the Vikings to miss the playoffs, I got them at plus 123 when FanDuel was running that ridiculous futures thing, so I boosted them. I just think this division is too crowded. I really do. And ultimately, this is a tough matchup where you have I think we're all going to see a much improved situation here in Chicago with quarterback and coach. I just think it's going to be tough. One team is going to be out. And Green Bay is all this hype with Micah Parsons, what have you. I think it's between Minnesota and Green Bay right now to stay alive in this division. And ultimately, I think Minnesota fails. I'm happy to be wrong. It was only one bet. But I just don't think the NFL, let alone this division, is kind of ready for the leap that I think we're going to see in Chicago.
We got extended Eitan Chander, sports betting expert.
Here,
from iChopper tonight. Hey, Eitan, man, let's make plenty of money this year, and let's talk to you again soon, man.
Whenever you want, brother. You know that. Between you and Tubbsy, I'm here for you guys.
All right. We appreciate it. That's Eitan Shander joining us here on The Lake Show. That's our guy from iChopper.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.